One final question before we go. You've been nominated, you've been shortlisted for the category for an MEP of the Year award. These are given out on an annual basis. You're the only Irish person now, MEP, to be shortlisted. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I was delighted and surprised, I have to say, and it was really as a result of LEADER. It was the LEADER groups that nominated me for this category for regional policy. I was delighted because obviously it shows that you're having some kind of an impact and that you're doing the work. And then to be shortlisted on top of that, which was terrific again. So the nominations are the shortlist. I think the voting is closed at the end of this month and then the announcement will be made in March. It would be really a dream after Paddy's Day to be given the MEP of the Year award. But I'm up against two members of the EPP in that particular category and they have far more MEPs and it's MEPs only can vote for you. So it's a bit like the campaign trail all over again, canvassing, looking for votes. But look, I think it is a great honour and it is very humbling, I suppose, to have been nominated. And it's as a result of the great teamwork that we do as a Sinn Féin team. In either case, it's not just me. My name might be on that shortlist, but I consider all my three other fellow MEP comrades to be included in that.
And how many MEPs do you know actually get the award? Because there's several categories, aren't there?
I think there's about 8 or 9 categories. So I suppose to answer your question, that would make it about 8 or 9 MEPs. But of course, my rankings have gone up as well because I'm doing so much work, but legislative work as well. So they kind of base it on that. So I'm quite high in the ratings of the MEPs as well. So look, it's all in all, I suppose it shows that I'm actually doing the work that I was elected to do.
I mean, it's interesting, you're Sinn Féin, and there would have been a time, I'd say, in the past when Sinn Féin MEPs wouldn't have been as enthusiastic about the European Parliament as you appear to be. There seems to be a change in approach by Sinn Féin, certainly the MEPs out here, towards the Parliament and towards the EU.
Well, no, I think as we've always stated, you know, we would be very critical of the European Parliament in many, many ways. And I would still be very on a fundamental. I have a lot of fundamental issues with it, but we critically engage with it and we forensically go through a lot of the stuff and what's good for Ireland we take and what isn't we don't. What I have discovered, however, and you only know this when you come out here yourself from dealing with all the other legislative issues that go on, a lot of the decisions that we would have, or certainly from my own view, would have been attributing to EU legislation. It comes from Ireland itself. So it's convenient at times for the government at home to blame Europe for legislation when in actual fact, a lot of the decisions, there's more autonomy within the member states than is given credit for. However, I have huge worries about how we're going towards more of federalist Europe, how we're going towards more privatisation. And again, it's beefing up those who are wealthy to the detriment of those who are poor, and all this idea of harmonising everything and everything being centralised. It's a huge worry. It's a huge worry for our sovereignty. And I would have big, big question marks about the merits of staying within the European Union. But as I said, we're here and we have to deal with it in a positive way. And it's better to deal with it in a positive way and try and engage with it proactively to get the best you can for the constituents at home.